Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
G'day, Alex. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I called through a few weeks ago to inquire about getting my car booked in for a tune, and I was told to call back when I had the funds, and it's looking like I'm going to have that now, so
I'd like to get
it booked in, if that's all right.
What was your name, sorry, mate?
Thomas Lee, or Tom Lee, or No Name Media. Those are all the names that I've gone to.
And what are we doing? We're purely just tuning it, are we, or...?
It was going to be parts and also a tune.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what parts you were after?
It was going to be an intake.
Parts, obviously.
Yeah. Are you able to procure the parts as well?
Yeah, of course. No worries, man.
So I was looking at intake.
One second.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll just fire up. So first I'll tell you what... Let me know what you want to do first. So I can make sure I've got the appropriate time. Then we can make a booking and I'll put all the details down.
Yeah. So... the basic stuff, intake, downpipe, and then I was also thinking about intercooler, intake manifold, and, what was the other thing? Exhaust manifold, that's it.
So, what sort of car did you have, man? A GD WRX?
A Legacy GT, or Liberty GT.
One sec, Liberty GT. So, Lib GT, what year?
03, but it's a Gen 4.
03 Gen 4. 2-litre turbo, obviously.
Yep. GT.
Yep, cool. Yeah. And we want to do a downpipe.
Yep. So there's one on Marketplace, this car. I should actually say as well, it is an automatic 5-speed auto.
Car's auto.
There is a downpipe on Marketplace for about $400. I'm wondering...
to suit your particular car?
Yep, for the 5-speed auto.
Okay, and what brand?
Ultrax.
You don't even know if that fits properly. So
they have one that they say is for the 5-speed auto, like it says specifically for 5-EAT.
The way it works for us, man, is if we get it here and we go to put your part on the car and it doesn't fit, you're essentially being charged an hourly rate, right? And that's whether it fits or it doesn't. And now if we have to take it off, work out it doesn't fit, there's no solution that's reasonable. We can't leave the car dismantled. We have to move forward. So we either need to put it back to standard or we need to have the appropriate pipe here to put onto it. So you could be out of pocket if it doesn't work out to save a few bucks.
So okay. Just how much would a downpipe that you guys would be able to supply cost?
I'm pretty sure they're about $1,100. I'll just double check for you.
Okay. Yeah. That is a pretty significant saving. Because, on their website, it does say specifically for the 5-EAT GTs.
I've seen heaps of things say a lot of things specifically, and then a lot of shit doesn't fit.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you haven't had any experience with the Ultrax.
Let's look at some common denominators. Ultrax is the lowest, cheapest brand you can buy.
Yeah.
Right? It's all over eBay, and it's imported with very little, I suppose, care as to what works and what doesn't because of the price point.
Yeah,
That's the first thing, right? The second thing is the car is one of the least modified versions of a Subaru. When I say that, I mean, even some of the bigger brands don't have direct fitting downpipes to suit that car, which is concerning that Ultrax all of a sudden does have when they don't. So it's either amazing or it's complete bullshit and they've just put that on there to get the sale.
Okay. Yep.
That's my concern. Maybe they do have one for a manual, but manual and auto is completely different. So we normally would go straight to an AVO downpipe for this particular car, being a twin-scroll early model Liberty, because we know the AVO ones fit. Other than that, we don't have a solution for you. But if you want to try the Ultrax, by all means, man, you can bring it down, but we just can't guarantee a result.
Yep. Sorry, one sec. Sorry about that. So AVO downpipe. And that's $1,100, you said?
Thereabouts, yeah. So I need to also make sure they are in stock or available in the next, between now and when we have the booking. Let's have a look. Liberty. Liberty GT 0406 is a 20 downpipe. Yep, 5-speed automatic. Okay, here we go. The Liberty 0406, which is the same thing as the 03, 2-liter, 5-speed automatic, 3-inch downpipe. All right, okay. If this is correct, they are just under $1,000.
Okay, that's all right.
So not crazy, plus shipping, so they're about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not too bad.
Okay.
Well, the intake,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing you would just be putting a Cobb SF on it?
No, we can use a process west if you like.
Yeah.
Cold air in the guard.
What would be better?
Well, in the guard would be better. Obviously, you get cooler air, but then if you are driving a lot in the rain and stuff like that, you need to be a little bit mindful.
Yeah, because this car has tended to be my daily driver now for the last year, but obviously once it's tuned, I'm guessing it'll be quite a bit more rowdy. So
there's heaps of guys that get around with these intakes on without dramas. You just got to be mindful of, you know, how many gaps do you have in your front bar, how much water spray are you driving in.
I don't have front wheel arch blinders. They fell out.
Well, I mean, that's probably
as they tend to do on these
for a cold air intake.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're best having a pod in the bay then, if that's how your wheel arch are.
What's the price difference on those two?
They're pretty close to each other, man. Cobb, I think, is actually more expensive, pretty sure.
Otherwise, all right.
Clear. Might even have something here that I can doctor up for you out of a Cobb, like a second-hand Cobb off a WRX to save you some money.
Yeah, that'd be good if you could do that.
But, like, here you go. The Cobb SF intake with an airbox is $1,000 nearly.
Yeah.
SF intake system to suit Liberty. Here we go. I think this may be this outer box, I'm pretty sure. Let's have a look.
It'd be easy enough to fab up an airbox, wouldn't it? Like, I could probably do that myself.
You can give it a crack, man. I mean, everything we do, obviously, is charged at an hourly rate.
Yeah.
A fair few hours of mucking around, so it gets expensive quick.
Yeah. No, I probably would just go off the shelf then.
But you got, like, a typical little Cobb SF here to suit a Liberty, 04 to 09. They're $500 retail.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Process West is a smidge more than that, but obviously sits in the guard, which is not ideal.
Yeah. All right. I do have an aftermarket intercooler, but it doesn't seal all that well. So there's another problem. I have seen that you can get silicone hoses that might feel a little bit better, but I'm not too sure.
Bring it along. We can only have a look at what you've got to work with.
Yeah.
If it's less than desirable, again, the labor factor to repair or muck around with something that's cheap sometimes is not warranted when you could spend that money on the better part anyway.
Yeah, okay.
So we can look at what you got. Worst case scenario, we tune it with a factory cooler on there.
Yeah.
Your car's going to be capped at power anyway because you've got little injectors in that thing.
Yeah.
So basically, it's going to have a reasonable jump in power, nothing too crazy.
Yeah. Well, I've been told that I wouldn't be looking at anything more than 200 kilowatt, and even then, that would probably be pushing it with this transmission.
Well, you're not going to, I don't think you're going to be getting anywhere near 200 kilowatts anyway with the factory turbo that's on there, man.
Damn, that's a shame.
You're going to be down around 160 somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Again, you've got little injectors. If your intercooler doesn't work out, you have a little intercooler. You have a relatively little twin-scroll turbo.
Yeah.
So nothing there screams to me that you're going to be, you know, up around the 200s at all. Being an auto, sapping some of the power, and the fact that it's got the factory Liberty turbo, I'm assuming, it'll be more like 160 kilowatt window.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I mean, just to put in perspective, your car probably only makes 120 at the wheels now.
I mean, it'll be better than what it's on now, so that's
absolutely
something, I suppose.
It'll be chalk and cheese, man. Okay, so we're currently talking about a downpipe, a Cobb SF intake. Try
yep.
fit customer's cooler. Easy. If not, run standard. Cool. And then a dyno tune.
Yep. And then also the other thing I was going to ask about as well, because it's a bit of a shame this, but I got rear-ended a few months ago. There's no crazy damage. It's just a little bit of damage to the rear bar.
Mm-hmm.
But also the muffler on the driver's side has bent hangers.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering maybe what other options we'd be looking at for the rest of the exhaust, because, yeah, otherwise, I know you can fix the hangers, but I might also take this as an opportunity to upgrade.
Funnily enough, I actually have a pretty cool Japanese exhaust here from a half cut we brought in at the start of this year.
Oh, yeah.
So it is a pretty cool Japanese twin muffler, twin system, so basically suit your legacy. Stainless steel. Oh, I can't remember off the top of my head exactly what it is, but it's like one of the killer brands, like a HKS or a Fujitsu from memory.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really nice. How much would that be?
Probably somewhere around about the $600 marker.
Oh, yeah. Yep. If I could do that, that'd be cool.
Okay. So. Cool. Okay, I can't guarantee it again, man, but we just need to double-check, make sure it all works on your car.
Yeah,
which it should, because the chassis are the same, but we need to double-check.
Yeah, I'll just check my list of notes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So intake manifold, it had a crack in it before I bought the car, and it looks like it's been sealed. And also just maybe taking that junky-looking plastic thing off and putting something a little bit nicer on. How much would we be looking at for one of those?
So to muck around with an intake manifold isn't a 5-minute job, right?
Yeah, I understand
In terms of cost, just to paint you a picture, a manifold off and on job, just a replacement, to replace some O-rings underneath it, is almost a day's work.
Yeah.
It's actually quite an intricate job to do properly.
Yeah.
Right? When you start doing these manifold swaps, things like the intercoolers, depending on which manifold you move to, the intercooler won't fit anymore. So you'll need a different style of intercooler, which then means you need a different style of mounting for your turbo face, which means you need a different intake, which means it really gets your injector rails won't fit anymore.
Yeah.
So things get a pretty out of hand. So my suggestion is to keep it simple. Your intake manifold, even though it doesn't look great, as long as it's not leaking, even a factory one in good nick, will still make respectable power, man, well and above what you're even going to be anywhere near.
So, yeah.
There's no gains to be had there other than complexity and cost.
Yeah, okay.
So this crack, if the crack is okay, we can just leave it.
Yeah.
Alternatively, we can replace it for the same manifold.
Yeah. Well, I will also advise there is a boost leak, I think it's a boost leak. It's either a boost leak or a vacuum leak.
Mm-hmm.
It runs pretty shit at the moment.
Right. Has the car been here, man?
Hey?
Has the car been here yet?
Yeah, I brought it in last year because I was scared that it was knocking, but it turned out to be the exhaust manifold heat shield, which actually that was something else I wanted to ask about, if I can do something about that, because it is annoying.
Okay, cool. Take manifold and then exhaust heat shield. So problems with your exhaust shields, right, is you're on the twin scroll setup, which is completely different to anything else. Now, even the twin-scroll Japanese STIs have a very different layout. So yours is specific to the Liberties. To buy a set of headers, they're going to be somewhere around $1,500.
Yeah.
And then you've got around about 4.5 hours to fit them.
Yeah.
Right? So that whole process is quite expensive again. And for
where
you're going in power and response and any of that stuff, there's not really going to be anything gained. Again, other than cost and complexity and getting rid of a rattle. So I wonder as to whether we can massage the rattle or maybe remove the shield or something along those lines.
That's what I was going to suggest, because I was going to ask about going unequal length, considering I wouldn't be making crazy power. So I could be losing much
by
doing
that. You're going to have to change your up pipe and your turbo and your down pipe. It's all different.
Jesus Christ. Okay. I love how much of a rabbit hole these cars are.
I can tell you all about them, man, but I'm starting to run out of time because we need to pack up.
That's all right. I think that's everything I wanted to ask about. So, should be good.
So even though we have some ambitions to do some stuff, none of it makes any sense because you're not going to make the car any better. It's just going to add cost.
Yeah.
So, respectably, the simplest things here is we need to get the car in to work out where this vacuum leaks from first, right?
Yeah.
That's the first thing that has to happen before we go putting any bloody parts on the car.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Once we work that out, we try to work out whether the car's respectable to put on the dyno. So what does it need? Is it, you know, tyres in decent nick, no wheel bearing free play, nothing's dangerous, going to kill anybody or catch on fire, no oil leaks, not knocking or anything like that, doesn't have signs of a head gasket blown, then we move to the next stage of modifying the car. So we don't want to put this stuff on the car and we already know there's something wrong with it. We get to that point, we put the stuff on the car, we then back it onto the dyno and proceed to tune. That's the ideal situation. You need to be open to, obviously, extra costs because we don't know exactly what's wrong with the car.
Yeah.
And then number two, what may arise from trying to fix the car.
Yeah.
So these are some of the guaranteed costs, but some of the costs that we haven't spoken about are what could be.
Yeah.
So, i.e. where this vacuum leak coming from, is this cracked manifold an issue?
Yeah.
Et cetera. So just judging by, you know, the conversation we're having in the car itself, it's sounding like it's a little bit of an open-ended book.
Yeah.
And diagnostically repairing the car is probably the fundamental part first. And you could probably make a separate booking, Thomas, for this. We just fix the car and get it running right before we go buying any parts, which you have to commit to, and then trying to charge it for tunes and all sorts of other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the only problem is when the car is here for some of those repairs, it's obviously not booked into any of the extra stuff. We may not have time to proceed with the extra stuff. We'll have to get you back.
Yeah.
So that sucks a little bit, but that is also the, I suppose, safer way to go.
Yeah.
Rather than committing to a tune and parts, and then you're still going to own those parts and that tune, even if the car isn't successful.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, up to you which way you want to do it, man.
Well, I'm trying to get the car prepped for Geelong Revival, which is the last weekend of November, and I'm well aware that we're running out of time here with that. Do you think it's possible to hit that goal, or is that going to take too much time?
Let's have a look. So we have availability, and I'm going to say to you, on Thursday the 6th of November. Right, you can bring the car in and leave it with us, and we'll try and work out where these problems are.
Yep.
Okay. If you're able to leave it with us for a couple of days, we will then be able to also possibly order the parts and get them fitted up and tuned if all goes well.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm just not too sure what we're going to find. That's the only drama.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I've done most of the maintenance on this car myself. I'd like to think that it's good, but obviously I'm not a certified mechanic.
Would you like me to lock it in for you on Thursday the 6th, because that's our earliest booking anyway?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get you in for an pre-dyno inspection and diagnose back leaks. We kick it off from there. We'll call you, tell you what we think is going to cost and what we need to do, and you say yay or nay.
Yeah.
And we sort of step-by-step go down that process. Yep. Okay?
All right,
man.
What time do you need the car on the 6th?
It needs to be here by 9 o'clock in the morning. Thomas, what was the surname again? Sorry, mate.
Thomas Lee or Tom Lee, whatever works for you guys.
Thomas Lee, yep, cool. And your phone number, man?
0435.
Yep.
456.
456, yep.
849.
849, cool. Okay, lib GT04. Pre-dyno inspection, diagnose back leak. Is it tunable? If so, can we get downpipe, Cobb SF intake / our use setback. And tune. Have for a few days. Done, man. Okay, I've got a bit of an open-ended booking in there for you.
Yep, all right.
Okay, some of the costs we already spoke about.
Yep.
Cobb SF, $500, AVO downpipe. Okay, well, it's 990. The pre-dyno inspection is 180. Okay, the dyno tune is 990. Then we have labor to fit the downpipe. And this is provided the studs don't give us headache. Average is normally around about 3 hour install, right? That's about a $450 process. And fit the intake, okay, which isn't insane. Almost be able to do that within the inspection, hopefully. Just depends how many things we find. And then you've got the diagnostics on top of that.
Yep.
Okay, at $150 an hour. So what we find and what you want us to do is completely up to you. We'll just break it down for you and you tell us where to from there.
Yep. So assuming worst, or maybe not worst case, assuming best case scenario, how much would we be looking at cost-wise?
Say now. So my guess is about $3,500.
All right. Okay. Worst case scenario, or is that too
low? I can't even give you that, man.
Okay. No, that's all right.
I mean, if it's manifold off and we need to supply a manifold, the vac leak, and it's got a shitty injector or something, there's another whole day's work in there plus the manifold.
Yeah. No, that's all right. That's all right.
So it might be just easier to just, let's just work out where we're at first, man. And if it's getting uncomfortable, we're happy to pull up stumps and just, you can come pick it up as is.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
But like I said, we don't want to lock you into having parts fitted to your car, man. And, you know, all of a sudden we've got a drama that's not an easy thing to deal with, and the costs just go way outside the window.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I appreciate that, though.
Easy, man. So we've got you locked in for the morning drop-off on Thursday the 6th of November. Okay.
Yep.
Plan to leave it with us over the weekend.
Yep, that's all right.
Okay, that way we might have ample time to still order the parts. I'll check that they're in stock and that's not going to be an issue, but rather than buying them, having them here and you having to purchase them, this way we will be able to make sure they're available and kick the job off on Monday morning with them turning up, hopefully. Okay?
All right, because, I work at Cool Drive, so if there's any parts that you need from Cool Drive, which I'm guessing probably there wouldn't be, but if there are, let me know.
Not really, but I'll let you know, man. It might be a sensor or two that might work for us. We never know.
Yep.
But I will let you know. Worst case scenario, we'll order the part and then you can just credit the part for us.
All right. I'll see if I'm able to do that.
Easy, man. No problem.
All right. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Mate. You're welcome. Bye.
See you on the 6th. Bye.